on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And good morning, everyone. 29 to 11 with Going Greyhounds. We have got Dave Carlton with us. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thanks, Sean. Good morning to you and good morning to wherever you are listening today. And, Sean, I'll tell you what, from capital city to capital city, we've had great racing. We've had the Sydney Cup, we've had the Adelaide Cup, we've had the Gold Coast Cup, we've had the Mandurah Cup. You name it, they've been right on the lure and it's been terrific.
You've had a busy week, Dave. You've been everywhere.
Adelaide, I was at Tamworth with Gary Harley yesterday and... back behind the microphone today, so it just rolls on.
Too right. Now, Robbie Britton will join you shortly. We're just getting a hold of him now. What are you going to look at this morning?
Well, hoping to speak to Rob. He's in Kansas in the United States at the moment. There's some auctions over there. He's got a farm over there, so speak to Rob. Also, Pete Riley, who's his handler. Anthony Azzopardi, who trained Raw Ability to victory in the Group 1 Adelaide Cup on Friday night. Tony Brett, who trained Opal Nera to victory in the Gold Coast Cup at Albion Park on Thursday night. And the general manager of the Meadows, Marg Long, about the invitation-only Group 1 Top Gun for sprinters and Group 2 Top Gun for stayers. And that's coming up on Saturday week at the Meadows. Mark's going to join us as well.
All righty. Robbie's with you now.
Well, Rob, we're talking to you from the United States. Good morning, Rob. Fanta Bale took out the Group 3 Sydney Cup final in 42 and 41. She led all the way from Box 2, defeating Midnight Treat by a length and a quarter. Big Daddy B third. Vicky keeping fourth. She just keeps doing it, Rob.
Yeah, it's just like a machine, Dave. She just been running for the last few weeks, been running exactly the same race, you know, jumping to the front, saying, catch me if you can, and luckily for us, they haven't been able to do it the last few weeks.
Well, Rob, you're over there in Kansas for their fall Greyhound auction. I think it would have been around 5 or 6 a.m. there when the Sydney Cup was run. Were you watching it live?
To tell you the truth, Dave, no, I wasn't. I tried to, but I fell asleep and I got up about 6 and watched the replay.
Okay. Well, she's won 33 of 49. She's only just over $35,000 short of the Magic Million mark and a start in the $75,000 to the winner. Group 2 Top Gun for stayers on Saturday week at the Meadows is certainly expected to be a formality, Rob.
Yeah, look, I'm certain she'll get in. She should. It's going to be a tough race. It's 8 hand-picked dogs. And I guess it's like anything. There'll come a time when they do get her. And I think Meadows is a place where if they're going to get her, that's the place. It's a tougher 700-metre race. But look, she won really well there last time. So, again, if she comes out well, she's a dead-set chance.
Well, the field for the staying event and the Group 1 Top Gun for the sprinters is going to be announced exclusively on the Catching Pen tomorrow night. That's 6:30 on Sky Racing 2. Now, Rob, you always, to me, come across as a cool as a cucumber type. Do you ever feel pressure ahead of Fanta Bale's races?
No. Look, not really, Dave. I found it fairly surprising that I've just taken it just as like any other greyhound in the kennel. You do get a little bit wound up if you're in any group race, of course, doesn't matter what dog it is. I think the one thing that sort of got me a little bit on edge in the last few weeks is everyone keeps talking about this making the $1 million. And, you know, I always say, well, once you start looking too far forward, thinking things can go wrong. So I'd rather just take 1 week at a time and quietly get there if we get there.
That's fair enough. And Rob, you bought Fanta Bale's Dam You See Me Typhoon in the United States. Have you found another one over there?
No, I didn't, Dave. We changed our role over here a little bit. I used to come over and buy young bitches, take them back to Australia and race, and then hopefully breed something like a Fanta Bale out of them, and that's what we've been doing. But this time, because we've got pups coming through now over here, we ran a few through the auctions. Decided that they have races. They go around twice for the week, and then they go into the auction ring. But I decided not to put them in the auction ring. I want to race them. So they'll go down to Florida or Memphis in the next couple of months and race there.
Okay. Now, I believe, now tell me if this is true. I believe there's a dog racing there. You may have taken it over there, and it's called Molly Meldrum.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the young pups we ran through the auction. Yeah, look, he's one of the crew. My son Tim's over here, and he names every one of them something to do with Australia. So hopefully we can get one good enough to bob up to come back to Australia.
Well, but as Molly Meldrum would say, Rob, if the dog's going good, you know, do yourself a favour and put some money on.
Exactly.
Now, just finally, Rob, when are you coming back?
On the plane tomorrow. So I'll be back tomorrow. So just a short trip. It's a one-week event, and I come every 6 months for it. And as I say, we've over 15 years, we've... got a lot of friends here that all come from all over the world and come from all over the United States to meet for the week, and they have functions every night. So it's a really good week, something I look forward to all the time.
Yeah, good part of the world there in Kansas. Well, Rob, all the best with Founder Bale heading into the Top Gun for Stayers, and congratulations again on the Sydney Cup, and you're a long way away. Really appreciate you joining us on Going Greyhounds.
No problem, Dave. I'll catch you.
Good on you, Rob. Robbie Britton there. And Sean, what about that? A dog named Molly Meldrum.
As long as they don't get it up fixing lights on top of a roof, it'll be all right.
Yeah, well, if you excuse the pun, I can't wait for the countdown until it runs. You know, so.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway.
Now, Peter Riley's joining you now, Dave.
Yeah. Pete, of course, is Rob's great mate and handler of Founder Bale. Pete, good morning. You took Founder Bale to Sydney. How's he pulled up?
She's pulled up fine, mate. We got home last night. It was feed time, and she just stood in the yard barking at me, telling me what time it was.
So look, some trainers, they'll head straight back on that long trip back to Melbourne after Wentworth Park. So you obviously you stayed overnight.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit old to do the trip overnight thing now. I used to do it, but I think it's actually a little bit easier on the dogs. They get to have a sleep overnight, and you know, you get them up in the morning, give them a walk around, and they're good to go, and a few stops on the way home, and they seem to pull up to pretty good.
Look, she's been going around. She's had a pretty decent campaign, and I'm very pleased about the fact that she's eaten up well and probably still wanted a bit more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's one of these dogs. Nothing phases her, whether we fly her or drive her or what happens. So, yeah, she's just close to the perfect race dog. She does everything right, and chases a little hard out. You can't ask for any more from any greyhound.
No. Well, Pete, Founder Bale's box manners, they're impeccable. Can you believe how quickly and consistently she's been pinging the lids?
It's early in her career, she was a bit hit and miss at the start, and normally with a dog that chases that well, we won't give them a stir-up, but Rob gave her a stir-up and she jumped well, and then he gave her another stir-up and she jumped well, so... It's sort of, we think that's what it is, whether you give her the stir up and it just switches on that little bit more, and she's just keen to go, and she's just waiting for those lids to come up, and when they do, out she comes.
You've handled so many of Rob's top liners. How do you rate her against the others?
Oh, I mean, she's nearly won $1 million. She's won 6 group ones, a couple of group threes, a listed race. I mean, overall, there's nothing better. I mean, like Rob will tell you, we've had better sprinters, we've had better stayers. But I don't think we've had a better race dog. She just wants to race. She wants to win. She wants to be in front. And she's got ability. It's an awesome combination.
Rob is such a super professional trainer, Pete. You and Brendan Purcell reside on the property near Geelong, and you obviously work very closely with him.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's got to be a team effort. It's something that we all love, and you can't do it if you don't love it. You know, like Brendan's just got back now from trials, and he's off down the back to look after his lot, and I'm looking after a couple up here now that have just trialled, and it's just a lot. We love the industry, we love what we do, we're all great mates. You know, we think a lot on a lot of things, we share opinions, and you know, we just click and it works well.
Well, Pete, give us an example of how the well-oiled engine at the kennels works while Rob's in America. How do you communicate? How often do you communicate with him when he's over there?
Well, fortunately these days with all this lovely modern technology, we can get him on, you know, we can contact him on Facebook or email or send him a text or You know, we've got all these apps where you can ring people for very little. So we've got a pretty much a set routine. Like we trial most Mondays and Wednesdays at Geelong, and quite often Wednesday afternoons at Sandown. So we know that where we'll be trialing, where we'll be racing. Same with the racing. We seem to race at the same tracks week in, week out. Rob can do the noms from America on his laptop, and he'll like today he just texted Brendan what dogs to trial. So we've done that. And anything goes wrong, you know we can get him at a moment's notice. It's almost like he's sitting in the office and we're just out the back, and you know you need to contact him, you just give him a quick bell.
Yeah. And Pete, just finally, what's in store in the coming week? What's your schedule?
Well, so we've trialled today. Tomorrow we're pretty quiet. We'll just work the dogs. Wednesday, I think we'll be trialling at Sandown in the afternoon. Thursday night, Sandown Park. Friday, Geelong Cup Heat. So we'll have a few aimed at that. Saturday will be the Meadows. Sunday will be the provincial meeting at Sandown. And
yep.
Rinse and repeat sort of thing.
Well, you obviously love your job, and obviously being with Fanta Bale, I mean, she's got to be a lay-down mazere to make that that Top Gun staying field, which we'll announce on the Catching Pen tomorrow night. And I tell you what, she's got a big chance of taking it out.
Oh, she will be a good chance. I mean, it's going to be a red-hot field. You've got dogs like Burn One Down, Bogey Beckham, you know, even a couple of runners up on Saturday night. They, you know, they've obviously put their hands up to go in now. The good thing with the Top Gun is dogs that are in form, that are racing well over a distance that they're suited to. So, you know, you always get the best dogs going around. But, you know, it's Group 1. Everyone chases the Group 1 glory. You get the best dogs going around. It's going to be a massive night.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, Bogey Beckham took out the Premier's Cup at Angle Park for Benny Rawlings the other night. Les Byrne, the chairman of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, was there. He had a big smile on his face, Les. So it was short in price, but very, very sweet. And so there's a big chance that Greyhound is going to line up. But Peter Riley, as always, nice to chat to you. I look forward to seeing you probably next time on track for the Top Gun on Saturday week at the Meadows. And thanks for being a guest on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Dave. I'm looking forward to it.
Good on you. Pete Riley there, Sean. Greyhound Pete, as he's called.
Well, Tony Brett joins you now, Dave.
Tony Brett, we're heading to Queensland, and Tony trained Opal Nera to an all-the-way victory from Box 8 in the Group 3 Gold Coast Cup final, downing one of the outsiders around a huge race, not like Tommy. 2.25 lengths was the margin, 29.86 was the time. Tony, good morning. He was 2 lengths clear at the first turn and has really improved his strength.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Mate, he was, and I sort of half expected it. His acceleration out of the boxes when he does go, if he gets a clear room, is as good as any dog around, I'm sure. He's got enormous pace, and from box 8, you get the chance to do that. So, no, I gave him a massive chance at a leading, Dave, but there is a heap of strong dogs in the race, and you just sort of worry at the other end. But like you said, he just seems to have matured up and gotten a bit stronger, and his last section was the best of the night. So, no, it was a great run by him.
Well, he's always performed well in top company, Tone. He qualified for the Group 1 Maturity, running in the Townsville Cup, and the Vince Curry. So he's mixed it against pretty good company.
Yeah, he has, Dave. And like you said, that was from day dot. He made the Vince Curry final, and he's made a heap of group finals already. And, I mean, he was 2 in May, so he's not that old. And, so it was nice for him to get one. And like I said, I always sort of said to his owner that he's that type of dog that he'll pinch a group race somewhere because he's just got that speed. And, mate, I'm excited. He's getting a bit of strength, but I also plan to have a crack at a few country cups sort of during his career, and I think the 450 would just suit him down to the ground as well.
Yeah, well, he's going to line up in tomorrow night's heat to the Lismore Cup. He's drawn box 6 and heat 3. You've got Ebby Chance in 2, Fab Dooley in 3, Slick in 4, Territora in 5. So pretty good heat, the third one for the Lismore Cup.
Yeah, Dave, they are pretty strong heats all over, the whole four of them. And like you said, you can't sort of put a foot wrong. And mate, it's a bit hard to sort of know because he, unfortunately, he's never seen the place. We just, with the racing on and the races we've gone for, we didn't get a chance to trial him down there. We've also got Jury and Fast Times in, and they've both been there. But because of him making the final, he didn't get a chance to trial there. So, mate, I was sort of hoping for an outside draw, even though it is tough to cross at Lismore. But like I said, if he can time the start and come out, he'll feel his way around all right.
Jury, national sprint champ. I haven't seen him for a little while, Tone. How's Jury going?
Yeah, mate, he's going really nice. He won the Nationals, and I just eased off him. He was coming back for an injury for that, and so we just sort of eased off him for about 10 days. And I give him a run at Albion, and he did everything right. He just got a bit tired at the finish and got run down right on the line, got beaten half ahead. And the next day, he got kennel cough, mate. So we had to turn him out, and it's been sort of 3 weeks, and he's come back lovely, and like I said, he's trialled super and is ready to go for Lismore tomorrow night. He's drawn the red box, which will suit him, and I expect him to go really well.
And Fast Times as well, had a good few days?
Yeah, mate, excellent. Yeah, he's coming back from a pin muscle injury that he tore when we had to scratch him out of the final, the maturity, and I was just trying to get him back and maybe get a run under his belt. And if he'd have performed, like if he'd have won and won really well, I thought that might have put him in good stead for a shot at the Top Gun sort of thing. He's a last start group winner and made the final of the maturity. So I thought, well, if he can just show that he's back to where he was. And unfortunately, mate, box six and just a bit tardy at the start took care of that. The run wasn't bad, but... like you said, the Top Gun this year is going to be an absolute ripper. And I think if he could have won and won confidently, he might have got a spot in the Top Gun, and whereas now he's probably an outsider. But, no, mate, he's going really good and drawn really nice out in the six there at Lismore, and he's a track record holder over the 400 down there. And, no, mate, I'm going into it with three really nice chances.
Good stuff. And 30 talks, not far away in the Gold Coast Cup final. Heading back to Victoria with him, I believe, Tone.
Yeah, mate, that was always sort of the goal. Like I said, he was just a tad disappointing on Thursday night. He got around behind Opal Near into third spot, and I thought then, you know, he's a massive chance from where he was to even sort of run down Opal Near and definitely run second. But, I mean, Opal Near is running time, so it's hard to run him down when they do that. But, yeah, he just floundered a little bit at the finish, which isn't him. And he's pulled up all right. There's nothing injury-wise, but it just sort of flattened him a little bit. So I just don't know whether he just wasn't feeling right or what. But sort of we're Monday now and he's jumping out of his skin, and he come up the straight lovely this morning, so I'll head down for the Geelong Cup with him on Friday night. We actually give him a race down there when we come down for the speed star. So it's just worked out nicely, and same. He's sort of suited by the big one-turn track. His run at Geelong was fantastic, so looking forward to going down there.
Well, I'm here, Tone. Just finally, congratulations too on the win of Pure Vengeance on Thursday night at Albion Park in the Eric Thompson Memorial. 30-41, big effort after a moderate getaway from box one.
Yeah, mate, he's got a bit of pace and a bit of get out and go, and he just missed it slightly. So I was a bit worried from the start, but like you said, his pace, and he has got a touch of ability, which is nice, and the inside box always helps, of course. You've got to make the most of it, and he is a railer, so... he just sort of followed the rails home, and fortunately he was strong enough. And mate, yeah, he's a nice dog. He'll go into the Molly Campbell heats at Albion Park this Thursday night. And I think he'll get a bit stronger, hopefully with a little bit more age on him as well, and he could develop into a nice dog.
Well, Tony, as always, great to talk to you. All the best in the Lismore Cup and in the Geelong Cup as well, and going forward, and no doubt our paths will cross again soon.
Sure will, Dave. Our pleasure, mate. It's an exciting time of the year. Everything's sort of heading now down towards the Melbourne Cup, and there's some good races leading into it. So, mate, it's a great time of the year to be racing dogs.
You betcha. Good on you, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Tony Brett there, Sean.
Yep, busy morning. We've got Anthony Azzopardi about to join us too. We'll be catching up with him in just a moment. There's a lot to look forward to this week, Dave.
Look, there really is a fantastic time of racing. I mean, we talk about the Spring Carnival, which is undoubtedly absolutely brilliant in the Thoroughbred Caper. We've had great harness racing as well. The Victoria Cup was a ripper the other night, the Shark. And, well, the Greyhound racing, as we mentioned, heats coming up of the Lismore Cup tomorrow night. And we get into Geelong. We get into the heats of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. And the list goes on. And the Top Gun is Saturday week at the Meadows.
Mark Long is with you now.
Okay, well, hopefully we can get hold of Anthony as well. But speaking of the Meadows, the GM is on the phone, Mark Long. Saturday week, October 28th at the Meadows in Melbourne. Look, the club is going to be in the spotlight with the running of the $150,000 to the winner Group 1 Top Gun Sprint and the $75,000 to the winner Group 2 Top Gun Stayers. Mark, good morning. Both races are invitation only. And the Top Gun panel sat down yesterday afternoon to select the fields. How was the discussion?
It was fantastic, Dave. I'm very pleased to say. I had wonderful discussion, very measured and very settled. And, yeah, I think we come up with good outcomes. So it was very pleasant.
Okay, well, it's interesting to see that it was cordial because debate has traditionally raged a little bit between panel members.
Oh, yes, it's had its moments. there's nothing wrong with debate. But, it was really great, sensible discussion. I was really pleased. And as I say, I think we had a very good outcome. So, yep, pleased.
Thank you, Margo.
We're going to make those announcements tomorrow night on the Catching Pen. So everybody can hop on and listen to you and James and find out what's happened.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I was very privileged to be a part of the panel this year. And, Mark, 43 of Australia's top greyhounds were handed invitations with their owners having to accept the invites. Just quickly explain the selection criteria.
Well, the criteria is based on group race form, age prize money, group wins, group form, local knowledge, that is Meadows form and generally recent form.
Okay.
So well, the likes quite of... broad, but we've always put a lot of emphasis on group racing and clearly, you know, they're the greyhounds that have proven themselves at the top of the line.
Well, the likes of Aston DB, Bewildering, Ando's Mac, Uphill Jill were invited, along with a late one for Adelaide Cup champ Roarability. While champions Fanta Bale burned one down and up-and-comers like Billy's Bake were invited for the Stayers. So you've really given the Catching Pen the honour. But both races, with some of those greyhounds I mentioned, they're just going to be absolutely outstanding.
They are. There's going to be absolutely ripping races. We're really looking forward. It was very tough this year, very, very tough to determine the field, particularly in the sprinters. I could probably let a little bit of a cat out of the bag. That would be that I reckon I can give you two dogs that are in the Stayers, Dave. Do you reckon Burn One Down and Fanta Bale will be there?
Hang on, let me think. I think they're a pretty good chance, yeah.
Great rivalry here. It's fantastic. So, and we saw them both go around recently in the Top Cat Group 3, and it was a great contest, a fantastic contest. So whatever the case, I'm sure we're going to see that again.
When are the box draws going to take place, Mark?
Saturday night, Dave. Saturday night at the Meadows. We'll be doing the box draws for both races.
Okay, and... apart from the stars on the track, what can the on-track punters enjoy?
We always have plenty of activities on the night, lots of things going. But this year, in theme with the punting and the Sky Channel and all that sort of thing, we're actually giving away, I think it's 10 Sky Channel subscriptions for the year. So, you know, if you're a bit of a punter and you're not already getting your fix through there, you can now.
Oh, that's terrific. And look, you've got decking, great outdoor areas. And look, you always get a really good roll up with families. They take their kids there for a good Saturday night. So for the facilities, they're brand new and they're excellent, Mark.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, there's plenty of space for everybody. And as you say, we get a lot of families along. We have people ringing up all the time saying, when's the next big night? You know, so got a lot coming up with Top Gun. And then, of course, the following week with the there'll be the heats of the Hume Cup on that night as well, and Hume Cup final on Melbourne Cup Eve. So it's a nice time for racing, nice time here, and goes into the all in sync with the Spring Carnival, of course.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I've got some mates and they're very keen punters. They're from Sydney. They're going down to the Cox Plate and they've already got a driver organised after Moonee Valley to take them straight up the freeway. It's only about 20 minutes to Broadmeadows to head to the Top Gun night. So it should be tremendous Saturday.
It should be.
Week,
that is fantastic. Yeah. Well, I hope you pick up lots of those, but going to be great racing no matter what.
Tremendous. Saturday week, October 28th, the Meadows, the Group 1 Top Gun Sprint and the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers. Fields announced tomorrow night on the Catching Pen. Marg Long, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Davey. Take care.
Now, Dave Anthony, as a party, he's boxed and ready to go.
He's ready.
Drawn the red.
He's lined up. Well, Anthony's chaser, Raw Ability, scored a dominant three-length win in Friday night's Group 1 Adelaide Cup. I was there. What a great night at Angle Park it was. Aston DB second, local star High Eden Frost third in. And Raw Ability's win, a flying 29-50. Anth, congratulations. Like in the heats, you ran the Quinella with Jason Thompson's dog, but this time the placings were reversed.
Yeah, how are you, Dave? Yeah, the reverse this time, and it's good to get one up on Jace anyway.
Well, the son of Barsha Bale and Bugatti Flyer again jumped really well from box four. High Eden Frost from the one was highballing in front, but Raw Ability was chasing it down the back. And when he levelled up, it really was a case of times and margins.
Yeah, it was, mate. Yeah, he was very impressive on Friday night. He did begin good. He stumbled a little bit, but he's quickly got on his feet. And when he was on the outside of the red, I didn't know if the red was a bit strong or not, but when he took the lead, he looked the winner then, you know.
Well, Anthony, look, it was a star-studded and open field. Every dog was boxed okay, I thought. Were you confident prior to the race?
Oh, not really confident. Like, we knew he had a good chance, you know. If he's run last week, he was in there with a good chance, you know. But, you know, we weren't like he was definitely going to win or anything. But, look, he had his chance like everyone else. But it was a top field. It was just too hard to pick the winner in it, you know?
Well, you know, like so often in racing, there's a great story behind Raw Ability. Anthony, with you and your partner, Kylie, given Raw Ability as a present when he was a pup, tell us about that.
Yeah, no. One day we used to help at Jackie in that. And Pat, just helping with their dogs and that, you know, if they had a problem or something, we'll try to fix a few things for them and that. And over the years went by, she rocked up with this little black pup, you know. She said, look, you know, for all the things he's done for us, we really appreciate it, and he's a little present. So it was a little Raw Ability.
And that's Jackie Davis, of course, isn't it?
Yes, that's her, yes.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty good present to get. Well, 13 wins, 5 placings, 25 starts. That's the stat for Raw Ability. And I read that you from the start, you always thought he was special, Ant.
Yeah, look, Chris Nutt broke him in. And yep. he put a very big rap on him straight away, you know. He said he's definitely a group dog, this dog, if he runs 500, you know. And when I bring him home for a spell, and I started putting in work, and I gave him a box-to-box at the Meadows, just the two first sections. What he run. It was unbelievable. I haven't seen a pup at his age ever run that, you know, like out of my kennel anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, he was very special from the start, you know. I gave him his first 390 at Ballarat. He broke 22 first go. He ran 23.70-something, I think. His first 425 at Bendigo. So he was a pretty serious dog from the start, you know.
Well, you received a late invitation to the Top Gun list, and I know you're hoping to hear him named in the final field. And the same goes, Anth, I'm sure, for Melbourne Cup chap Ando's Mac, who won a Cup Prelude on Thursday night in a personal best at Sandown at 29-29.
Yeah, no, he's going real good, the old fella. He's, you know, I'm just ticking him along slowly. But, yeah, it'll be nice. I can't wait to see the box draw come out or the fields come out anyway. It'll be interesting just so we know where to go from there, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll be announcing it on the Catching Pen at 6:30 tomorrow night, Sky Racing 2. But Ando's Mac, the run the other night was fantastic. Look, I am speaking through my pocket because I backed him, but that was almost a standout career run.
Yeah, no, it was. You know, he's getting the better. He's a good race dog, mate. You know, like, he just knows what to do. He just knows how to win. He's a very good dog, you know, like, well, obviously, he's won the Melbourne Cup. He's got to be a good dog to win a Melbourne Cup. But he's one of them dogs. He's not I wouldn't call him a record-breaking dog. You know, like, he don't go and break records, but he's just so smart in the field. He just outsmarts him, mate. He's just such an intelligent dog he is.
Yeah, well, he's a beauty. And good luck with him in the Top Gun, along with Aurora Ability, and heading forward to the Melbourne Cup. Anthony, it was great to see you on track at Angle Park. Congratulations again on the Group 1 victory, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Good on you, Anthony Azzopardi. Thanks for him and all of our other guests for joining us on Going Greyhound. Sean?
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. See you soon.